Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. It's our college football game preview, week 3 of the college football season. The number one ranked Georgia Bulldogs taking on the South Carolina Gamecocks and Columbia, South Carolina, 12 noon on ESPN. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. If you like the video, please comment and share it. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. Let's start with the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm going to start with the head coach, Kirby Smart. When he first took the job, I'm going to tell you a true story. Georgia was coming off, a 9-3 season, just had fired Mark Richt. And when he took the job, he was on Twitter. Nobody knew what he was going to do. And I'm going to tell you, true story, I sent him over a text on Twitter. Coach Smart, God bless you, and good luck at the University of Georgia. Now, I'm going to tell you how special people are. He texts me back on Twitter within 5 minutes and said, thank you. I really appreciate it. Now, when he took the job, I believe in 2016, nobody saw this coming. Everybody said that he could build the program. But we didn't see this. He has built Georgia as the number one program in the country. As much as I don't want to say that, I'm a huge University of Tennessee fan. But to my friends, Joseph Taylor, Paige Bridgman, who are diehard dog fans here in the metro Atlanta area, Georgia right now, after 2 weeks of the college football season, it's nobody heads and shoulders, two touchdowns close to Georgia right now. Think about it. In two games, they've scored 89 points. No, 82 points. They've often given up 3 points. They beat a highly ranked, good football team in Oregon. I don't want to hear about a new coach in Dan Lanning, but Oregon is a good football team. They were picked to be one of the mainstays over there in the Pac-12, and Georgia demolished them 49-3. It could have been worse. Then I'm going to start at the quarterback position. As I said before, I was disrespectful to Stetson Bennett last year. I didn't think he could win a national championship under the center of Georgia, but you know what? The young man has answered every bell. And going into this season, I'm not going to tell you no lie. I didn't even think remotely he was an NFL prospect, but now he's an NFL prospect. And him and Caleb Williams out of USC, California IA, to me, they are the front runners for the Heisman Trophy. C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, y'all need to take a step back. Production on the field, baby. Stetson Bennett and Caleb Williams out of USC have been the best two players at that position and probably in the country. Stetson Bennett, 24-34, 300 yards last week against Stanford in a touchdown. And when you look at him running his Georgia offense, what's so impressive is that you watch them quarterbacks. And see, this past weekend, I went to see Julian Lewis, the sensational freshman at Carrollton. And one thing I looked at him playing the position is that he came up to the line of scrimmage and he knew where to go with the ball as a 15-year-old. That's what I see Stetson Bennett. When he comes up the line of scrimmage, he recognizes the defense. Oh, I got him over here, weakness. I got him over here, weakness. man. And then talk about the Georgia's defense. We did not even mean, let's be honest here, on the national scale. Everybody talked about who they lost on defense. Jordan Davis, Devontae Wyatt, N'Kobe Dean, Quay Walker, Chad Tindale. Oh, man. Lewis Cine, Deron Kendrick. 15 players drafted in the NFL. But I hate to tell you, some new dogs in town. The new playmakers. Dan Jackson, Jalen Carter, Robert Beal, Kelly Ringo, Nolan Smith. New dogs. This is a very good football team under a very good coach. To me, Georgia. Athens, Georgia. It's the bucket list. Must-see TV. There's something going down over there in Athens. Buck Ballou is coming back. Fran Tarkenton is coming back. Charlie Trippi, Herschel Walker, Billy Payne, Bill Stanfield, Kenny Lawrence, Help Me Jesus, Lindsey Scott, Eddie Weaver, Freddie Gilbert, Terry Hogue. They're coming back. Hines Ward, Champ Bailey. That's a very special program. Now they're going up to Columbia, South Carolina, and playing a South Carolina team. Obviously, last week, offensively, to me, had some key turnovers, turned the ball over four times, but still put 30 points up there in Fayetteville. But they got NFL talent on the side of the ball. Antoine Wells is an NFL prospect last week. 8 receptions, 189 yards. 1 touchdown, average 23 yards a pop. Marshawn Lloyd, remember this. He's going to be a highly draft pick. Had 6 receptions last week for 73 yards out of the backfield. And I'm so happy. Lord, I'm so happy for this young man. I like this young man as a football player, Spencer Rattler. Make no bones. The situation in Oklahoma didn't end right for him. And I don't think he really did anything wrong to lose the position in Norman. But I'm glad he landed down in Columbia, South Carolina under Shane Beamer. And we saw why he's special. 24-39 last week, 376 yards, 9.6 yards of completion, 1 touchdown, serious NFL talent against a real good Arkansas Razorback football team. Man, I was glad to see him. But however, on Saturday afternoon in Columbia, South Carolina, South Carolina's going to score a couple of touchdowns and move the ball. But this is too much of a powerful Georgia football team. Man, when you look at it, they might put 18 players in the league, NFL talent out on the field. Broderick Jones, baby. Brock Bowers. Donnell Washington. Kenny McIntosh. Help Me Jesus. Kendall Middleton. A. Mitchell. Lad McCartney. This is a serious. Jalen Carter, man, this team here, they're young, but they still got NFL talent. Special love to the Georgia football program. I see Georgia rolling, baby. They're going to score points. Georgia 38, South Carolina 24.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. All I got to say is what the great Ray Charles says. Georgia, 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 go Dukes! The number one team in the country that's not even close. Be blessed on 100 yards of football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.